Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Amphenol Corporation, ticker APH, a major player in the electronics and connectivity space. If you're looking to add a solid tech stock to your portfolio, or just curious about where this company stands, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and much more. Let's get started. Alright, first things first, let's set the stage. Amphenol is a global leader in designing and manufacturing electrical, electronic, and fiber optic connectors, along with a range of interconnect systems and assemblies. They've been around since 1932, headquartered in Wallingford, Connecticut, and today they employ over 170,000 people worldwide. Their products are critical components in industries like automotive, aerospace, IT, communications, and industrial markets. So, when we talk about Amphenol, we're talking about a company that's deeply embedded in the tech and infrastructure that powers our modern world. Now, let's zoom in on who Amphenol really is. Their business model is built on innovation and a decentralized structure, which allows them to stay agile and cater to diverse markets. They've got a massive portfolio, serving everything from mobile networks to military applications, and they've been strategically expanding through acquisitions to bolster their offerings. With a market cap of over $184 billion and trading at around $149.71 per share as of recent data, Amphenol is a heavyweight in the hardware equipment and parts industry within the broader technology sector. Their CEO, Richard Adam Norwitt, has been steering the ship with a focus on growth and operational efficiency, which we'll see reflected in their numbers shortly. Let's talk revenue. Amphenol has been posting some impressive numbers, and for fiscal year 2025, they reported total sales of about $23.1 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their Communications Solutions division led the pack with $12.2 billion, followed by Harsh Environment Solutions at $6 billion and Interconnect Products and Assemblies at $5.2 billion. Geographically, they're pulling in significant revenue from various regions, with the U.S. contributing around $8 billion, other foreign locations at $11.4 billion, and additional contributions from key markets like China at $3.7 billion. This diversification across products and regions shows how Amphenol is not overly reliant on any single market, which is a big plus for stability. Moving on to earnings, Amphenol's performance has been nothing short of stellar. For fiscal year 2025, they reported a net income of $4.27 billion, translating to an EPS of $3.51 on a basic level and $3.34 diluted. That's a significant jump from 2024, where net income was $2.42 billion with an EPS of $2.01. If we look at the trend over the past few years, revenue and net income have been on a consistent upward trajectory, from $12.6 billion in revenue in 2022 to over $23 billion in 2025. This kind of growth signals strong demand for their products, especially in high-growth areas like AI, data centers, and electric vehicles. The key takeaway here? Amphenol is executing well and capitalizing on market trends. Let's dig into the financial statements for a closer look at their health. On the balance sheet for 2025, Amphenol is sitting on $11.1 billion in cash and equivalents, with total assets of $36.2 billion. Their total liabilities stand at $22.7 billion, leaving a stockholders' equity of $13.4 billion, pretty solid. Their current ratio is a healthy 2.98, showing they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Looking at profitability metrics, their gross profit margin is around 36.9%, and net profit margin is a respectable 18.5%. Return on equity comes in at 35.8%, which tells me management is doing a great job of generating returns on shareholder capital. On the cash flow side, they generated $5.37 billion from operating activities in 2025, with free cash flow at $4.38 billion after capital expenditures. That's a strong cash position to fund growth initiatives or return value to shareholders. Now, let's talk valuation. Amphenol's current price-to-earnings ratio is sitting at about 43.36, which is on the higher side compared to the industry average of around 59 for hardware and equipment companies. Their price-to-sales ratio is 8.04, reflecting a premium valuation. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts are projecting a forward PE of around 37.44 for 2026, dropping to 32.61 by 2027, which suggests the market expects continued growth, but at a more moderate pace. With a dividend yield of just 0.55%, this isn't a stock you buy for income. It's all about capital appreciation. Given their enterprise value of $190 billion and strong growth metrics, the valuation seems justified, but it does bake in high expectations. If they miss a beat, there could be downside risk. All right, let's break down Amphenol's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, our SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Amphenol's record financial performance stands out, with massive sales growth driven by demand in AI, defense, and industrial markets. Their acquisition strategy has also been a winner, expanding their portfolio and market reach. On the flip side, a key weakness is their premium valuation. There's little room for error if growth slows. Opportunities are abundant, especially in emerging tech like AI data centers and electric vehicle infrastructure, where their connectors and solutions are in high demand. They're also seeing traction in industrial markets with innovations like liquid cooling connectors. However, threats loom in the form of macroeconomic headwinds, potential supply chain disruptions, and intense competition in the tech space. Regulatory changes could also pose challenges. Overall, they're well-positioned, but they need to navigate these risks carefully. Let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past week, Amphenol stock is up 5.14%, and over the last 3 months, it's gained a solid 15.86%. Zooming out, the one-year performance is an incredible 107.73%, and over 5 years, it's up a staggering 364.74%. That's crushing the broader market and even their industry peers, where the hardware sector is up about 58.86% over 1 year. On the chart, we're seeing the stock in a consolidation pattern after a strong run, and with earnings on the horizon, there could be a breakout if results impress. Short term, I'd watch for momentum above key resistance levels, but long term, this looks like a compounding machine. Now, let's dive into intrinsic value to see if Amphenol is over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach with standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection, we can estimate the stock's fair value. Based on their strong free cash flow generation, $4.38 billion in 2025, and projected growth in key markets, the numbers suggest a potential intrinsic value. After running the calculations, the intrinsic value comes in significantly lower than the current market price of $149.71. Estimates suggest a fair value around $68.51 per share, indicating the stock might be overvalued by the market right now. However, this doesn't account for the qualitative growth catalysts like AI and acquisitions that could justify a higher price. So, while the numbers say caution, the story behind Amphenol suggests there's more to consider. So, what's the final verdict on Amphenol? This is a high-quality company with incredible growth, strong financials, and a foothold in some of the most exciting industries today. Their revenue diversification, profitability, and strategic acquisitions make them a compelling long-term play. However, the lofty valuation means you're paying a premium for that growth, and any slip-up could lead to volatility. If you're a growth investor with a long horizon, Amphenol could be a solid addition, but I'd wait for a pullback if you're value-focused. What do you think, bullish or bearish on APH? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.